Yeah.
And you told yourself to be open-minded?
Be open-minded.
Good job, babe.
And then as soon as you started talking, I was like, all right, don't listen to the rest of this.
I noticed you didn't really engage.
Yeah, I'm like, this ain't happening. I'm not doing it. We're not doing that.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 210 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name is Belief. This is Yvette. We married 13 years. Live in California. We got 4 kids. Relationship scary. It's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions. We got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Check it out.
Time.
1, 2, 3, and...
So, I think people get a little bit confused when I start to share stories about today. However, we still homeschool. We still homeschool, but our children do attend a enrichment program 1 day a week. And today was one of those days. And I overheard the kids in the bathroom saying, "Oh my goodness, it's crazy hair day. It's crazy hair day." And I heard it and I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot. It's too bad. So sad.
Yeah.
And then I walk out of my room and I find I find all the kids. But Uriah was like helping Anaya do something with her hair to make it look crazy. And it was just the sweetest moment. It was like, oh, they worked together. He cared.
Yeah.
She let him. It was just very, very sweet.
Yeah. I watched them do that and I was like, the whole time the water was running.
Oh.
And I was just sitting there like, should I interrupt this moment and tell them to turn off the water or should I let this continue?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was dope. And then I caught Naya in a lie. I'm not gonna say what she lied about because it's a little embarrassing, but she like act like she lied and already knew the truth. You know what I'm saying? And she was just like, nah, I just wanted to do that. And that's why I did it. And I just was like, are you really going to sit here and lie to me? And she was like, what? And I was like, Anaya, are you going to lie? Are you a liar now? And she was like, no, I guess not. And like, I broke her heart or whatever. And I was like, I do not care about that little fragile heart of yours that likes to lie. There's stuff that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? And so... she got caught in a lie, and then she was like, she tried to cute her way out of it. So I was like, okay, cool. So you lied to me, so you can't use your phone. She got a little, like, fake phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can't use your phone all day. And she was just like, oh, please, can I use my phone? Kept asking. I was like, no, you lied. You made a decision to lie to me, and so no.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the end of it. But I realized that, you know, I have to keep that energy with her, but I also have to let the boys see it. Because they always feel like they're in trouble, especially Raya. So it's just interesting. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know how guys with many daughters, I don't know how they do that all day. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I've been trying not to do is, like, call them a liar. I've been saying, hey, you told a lie or something, just because I don't want to speak that over their identity or I don't want them to internalize it in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Oh, thanks for the parenting advice. can you, your glasses are getting, you're catching a glare if you look up. So make sure you try to look down. Boom. Straight to the camera. Right?
All right.
Oh, make sure you guys like the video. Okay. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel, give us a review, you know what I mean? That stuff goes a long way, and we appreciate you guys for showing up for the premieres. So if you guys don't know, we premiere these on Tuesday and Thursday at 7 a.m. You can watch it like with everybody else at that time, 7 a.m. PST. And yeah, we love more of that, more support there, showing up and being able to comment along with us and ask questions and all that type of stuff to see your reaction to the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yeah, we have some surprises coming up soon. So really pumped on that. Let's hop into this email. You got something? Oh.
Yeah. So the Unplugged Retreat is officially live. You can register. Again, there are only 25 spots. Right now is early registration. So we have, you can either like find a friend and say, hey, come with me and let's room together.
Absolutely.
Or you could go by yourself and just have a room to yourself. Or you can invite a friend and y'all both just have your own rooms. Because I do believe there will be opportunities for you to reflect and spend some time with the Lord and just have your own quiet time. And so if you are someone who is in need of rest, in need to unplug, in need of just some time to be by yourself, but also, you know, I'm feeling like what I am doing is I'm creating an opportunity for you to not only connect with other women, but to connect with yourself and to connect with God, and even hopefully to be able to connect with nature. And so this is a divine opportunity for you to be able to get away and just take some time for yourself and kind of think of it as like a pit stop where you're just fueling up a little bit. While you're there, though, we hope to be able to create space to be able to offer you things that you not only experience there, but that you're able to take back home with you. Because we know that you're going to have this wonderful time at the retreat, and then you're going to go back home and everything's going to be the same. And with that, we want to equip you guys with things to kind of take back home to be able to recenter yourselves in any given moment. Mm. So if this sounds like something that you need in your life, I would highly suggest we're going to put the link in the bio. Forgive us if we don't. If we don't put it in the bio, go to YvetteHenry.com and you will be able to find all the information you need to register there.
Yeah. Can I chime in to the men listening? If you have a wife that you know want to honor in a way, right, who's a mother, and they're trying to find space and time to they seem overwhelmed, it's a really good idea for you to plan time away. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a really good idea for you to give her just the space just to be apart from the family, just so she can refuel. What I've seen, you know, when my wife has gone away, even though it's uncomfortable for me, she comes back with more. Mm-hmm. And that's more to give to ourselves, more to give to others, more to give to us, more to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just more. And so we don't plan those moments where we get away. We don't plan those times. Normally, we just hope they come up, you know. But if you can schedule something for Mother's Day for your wife, I think this is a great opportunity. And just so you know, we're not making a bunch of money off of this. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? This is like really a connecting moment for people, right? And people need connection. I think that's what all of our community really wants, is they want community. And so to really be a community, like-minded people getting together in one space away so you can focus on the things that have been tugging on your heart is going to be really important. So, yeah, make sure you go to YvetteHenry.com, right, and click on that Unplugged Retreat banner and make sure you sign up, or at least sign up for your email so that you can be notified when the next one is coming up. Because mm-hmm. I know if you can't go, then I know you want to go, and I don't want you to miss it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So let's think about it even for next year. All right, let's get this email.
All right. Hi, Glenn and Yvette. I hope you're doing well. I'm a new How Married Are You listener, originally from the Belief in Fatherhood channel. Your family and open discussions have helped me grow both personally and in my relationship. I'm a 25-year-old woman married to a 27-year-old man. We've been together for 6 years and married 2 this June. We also don't have any children. You may have done the quick math, but we've been together since the age of 19 and 21. Of course, being together so young, we've seen a lot of changes as we're still learning ourselves. We met in high school, but we're close friends. While I was in college, I was a resident. I'm sorry, I'm going to highlight some stuff. While I was in college, I was a resident assistant, so from the beginning, my husband, then boyfriend, stayed with me in my private dorm room, bathroom included. It was against the rules, but we genuinely fell so head over heels for each other, so he stayed year-round, summers included, in what felt like our own little apartment. Mind you, I was a resident assistant when I was in school, so this is kind of like, oh my gosh. But I hear you. Okay. So we've been staying with my parents for the past 2 years, paying our share while trying to apply our next steps. We have a financial plan we stick to, with our goal right now being to save a house down payment and pay off our car loan with $6,000 remaining. That may not sound like much, but we want to start looking for a home ASAP. So I've been putting 50% of my full-time income into the car loan monthly, while my husband pays our rent and saves for our down payment. We're against renting, not as a practice, but a cultural preference, for reasons that start a different conversation. The problem we're having, though, is our growing pains. In an episode I viewed today while binge watching, you guys mentioned how you first how your first apartment was in an area that left a lot to be desired. I'm sorry, let me read that sentence over. In an episode I viewed today while binge watching with guys, you guys mentioned how your first apartment was in an area that left a lot to be desired. So you moved out and stayed with family. Oh, that was our
second
place. How did you navigate that? Was it easy to stay happy in someone else's home?
That was our third place, was it? No, that was second place. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
While our support system is amazing and we thank God for them, sometimes you just want your own things. Four adults in a home, six when my siblings are home from college, along with the great nieces and nephews on the weekends, is a busy house. We're also nervous about the current market and economy. We plan to start looking for homes in early May, but as you know, those things do not move fast, even if we find our affordable dream home on the first day. I often tell my mother houses aren't the same price as they were in the past, especially living in the PG DC area. Should my husband and I revisit us not wanting to rent? Outside of our beliefs, we think it may be the most financially responsible for us, but we need space. We're completely happy with each other, but our circumstances do weigh on us. Not to make this a loaded email, but it doesn't help that we recently experienced an early miscarriage for a very wanted pregnancy. We're starting to feel like we just aren't doing things right, and that could just be the disappointment speaking. Is there any advice you have for a young couple in love that's just trying to stay sane living in their parents' basement? I forgot to mention, my parents do not want us to go. They love us living here and only encourage us to house hunt since they know we want more space and something of our own to grow in. Thank you for your time, and I would love to hear your advice. Thank you for being you. It's very refreshing and inspirational to see a Black marriage and family just be. I'd like to remain anonymous. God bless you and your family.
Everybody's anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Everybody will be anonymous.
Yeah. Yo. So our second place, which she was referring to, if you haven't heard this episode, our second place was in... So, like, in order to get to the second place, you took a light, right? You made a left.
Did you make
a
left?
And you went all the way, like, if you're going toward you made a left. You go all the way up this hill, all the way up to the top, and it's uneven, potholes and all types of stuff. And it's starting to look like...
But it's like...
Third world country.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's like apartments and homes and... Apartments,
yeah,
and but what I'm, businesses,
yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's not like shacked up, like made out of like metal or anything like that. But the way the road is like, why would you build a home here? It's like house, apartment, then like a little. It's like someone just got really creative with their space, right?
Yes.
And you drive all the way up that hill, and then you go down another hill into a dead end. It looked like...
Let's call it a cul-de-sac of sorts.
I would call it a cul-de-crack.
It kind of looked like a trailer park.
It looked like somebody butthole. Like,
oh,
just
my goodness.
Back in the deeps.
All right.
And it's like you're at the bottom of this bowl.
Yes.
And in the bowl, it's like a coliseum, because all the apartments kind of go around you and everyone can look into your little bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we'd have our blinds down... But, like, there would always be a man trying to look in a window.
There was a man who used to sit on his little balcony.
No shirt on.
Was he smoking?
Smoking, poking his belly button.
And he'd just be out there looking.
Looking right in our stuff. And I go out there, mean mug him, and then leave. And this is before Uber it was invented. So I'm driving a taxi 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. to make ends meet. And the place was nice.
The place itself, it was like a little duplex. We had a cute little single mom neighbor with her little girl.
Her little daughter.
Used to just talk so much. I wonder how she's doing right now. She's so sweet.
We pulled up our second day there. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. My dad's in jail. I was like, oh my gosh.
She would tell when all does he get her out? Mom's business.
I'd be like, when does it he get crazy. Out? Is he getting out soon?
When our lease is over or like right now? But anywho, there would be times when we'd come home and it's literally like a SWAT team. Or no, we'd be in our place, in our little duplex, and the SWAT team is just outside looking for somebody who's like across the butt crack.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'd like, you see us like kind of tucked down, like looking out the windows with the blinds.
Oh my goodness.
Peeking through the blinds like a nosy neighbor.
Yeah, we really wanted to know what's going on.
And it was more than once. I'm like, if SWAT comes.
It was several times.
Lily's here, guys.
And this was during a time, I believe Glenn was still traveling. And then he was also driving a taxi cab. So there were moments when I'd be home alone. And it just got to a point where I was like, I don't feel safe here. I don't like it. You got the creepy guy across the way looking at me from the apartment. And then
we got the SWAT team
here every other week. So.
And then anytime homegirl's daddy's getting out of jail, we don't know what his situation is. So it was like a bunch of like stuff that was uncomfortable for us. Now,
we probably could have stayed there and been fine.
Absolutely.
However, we just chose not to. Was I pregnant there?
No.
No. We chose not to. And so
we had to move in with family.
We moved in with family because we broke our lease. And they were still making us pay rent until they filled the home with somebody else.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really want to be paying a double rent somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we, through the generosity of some family members, we moved in with them. And it was fine.
Can we say who it was? No.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay.
I think anyone who knows us knows who it was. But yeah. Yeah.
So we did that, and let's think about it. During that time, it was tough. It was tough.
You said tough.
It was tough. I actually got a job through where we were staying.
Did you get that job?
Yeah, that's why I started working on base.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and I had the interview and all this stuff, and then I was working all the way to our next place, and then we got pregnant, and I stayed there, and I was like trying to be the company man. No. But yeah, let's talk about it. So during those situations, I feel like what you really need is patience. I understand because she says they feel like they're not doing things right. But who's to say was right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know who's to say was right. Comparison is who's to say was right. You might be looking at someone else. Or someone else is in your peripheral, and you're like, I just feel like we're behind. And somebody's making you feel like that. And I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm saying it may be your, you know, view of where you think you need to be, because patience is really important. It's okay to live with your family for a season. It's not ideal. That's not something I would be like, yeah, man, I'm going to just live with my mama. You know what I'm saying? Forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's okay to do that, especially if they're not bugging. You know what I mean? But if you guys are stacking bread, you guys are working and, you know, you're really trying to, like, not lose hope, I would really just soak up that time. Because when that time goes, it ain't never coming back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do believe that comparison does come to play into a lot of different things. However, in reading this email, I do not feel like that is what's going on. It sounds like you guys want space. You want to own a home one day, but right now, living with your parents, it feels like it's just overwhelming. Everyone's on top of each other, especially when siblings come home from college and the, I forget who comes over on the weekend, little kids come over on the weekend and you're just like, oh my gosh, I just want to be alone. And so I think, for me, what helps me endure is knowing it's not forever. When we were working hard to become debt free, the person who we were like, whose program we were following was like, live like no one else so you can live like no one else. And I think that it just depends on how bad you want it. How bad do you want to be able to own your own home and have your car payment down to zero? And in this season, in the hard moments of it, I think it's possible to give yourself some bright spots. Like, I know you're trying to save money, but if you really are feeling like, oh my goodness, it's just too much, treat yourself to a weekend stay away once a month. Mm. That's only a few $100s, you know?
No, it's not. A weekend stay away.
Yeah, it could be a few $100s depending. I'm not saying go to the Ritz-Carlton or anything. You can find somewhere. If you go on Airbnb for a weekend, you can find something for like $600.
That's a lot of money. They're trying to save money.
I understand they're trying to save money, but
Once a quarter. Don't go once a month. Once a month?
I did mean once a month.
$600 every month?
The point I'm making, I'm not telling you to do it once a month or whatever. I did say once a month, but I'm just saying whatever makes sense for your budget. But give yourself moments where you can have alone time together if it's really getting that bad. Like, I think one of the things that Glenn did not do when we were first married, and he said this multiple times, is that we never, like, went away. He was always so, like,
stressed about paying off debt and being debt-free. That was really important to me for some stupid reason.
And it is valuable. It is something that is worthy of pursuing. But I do think that, I don't know, I just don't think everything has to be so rigid.
Yeah.
And so if it's going to delay you from meeting that June benchmark, then don't do it. But if it's not, then I would say treat yourself to that. Like, you guys are grieving the loss of a child in this moment. And so maybe you do just need some space. Maybe you need to go clear your mind, clear your hearts together, cry, weep, mourn, do whatever it is that you need to do in order to process that. And sometimes when you're surrounded by all the noise and people, it's harder to do that. And so I feel like there is an opportunity for you to do it. It just depends on how bad you want it. I would not necessarily suggest to go rent something, because that isn't going to get you any closer to what you actually desire. But I also would say take inventory. Like, is it interfering with your marriage in a way that is making you guys further apart? And if it is, are there things that you can put into place in order to bring you closer together? You know what I'm saying? And then put those things into implementation. My advice.
I also feel like you're worrying about things that are outside of your control, mm-hmm. like the market, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, you know, I really would try to focus on, like, thinking about and meditating on, actually, breath work would be a really good practice for you. You know what I'm saying? Just to think about, like, all the things you need is kind of, like, on you. You don't need a house if you have shelter, you know? Mm. You don't need... Even though you want these things, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just comes with time. Mm-hmm. It really does just come with time and really good decisions. You stay patient and you wait for the right moment. If you try to force it, you will definitely be in a worse situation because you're trying to force a season upon yourself. And that type of, you know, situation can feel like forever when you're not patient. I just really feel like patience is it. So I don't know. I don't know if that gets you there, but I feel like it potentially helps out. But I'm really proud of you. You guys seem like you're very, you know, you're trying to do what's right. You're trying to honor the people around you. You're trying to honor each other. But patience, man, like, God got his own thing going on. Mm-hmm. His own time and his own situation. And that's just what it is. We don't have any control over it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to wait it out.
Yeah, and our future selves always appreciate past selves' decisions. This morning I was...
Always?
Not always. That was probably a very bold statement. But when you make good decisions... This morning I was packing the kids' binders or like backpacks for their enrichment program. And I didn't have to make any photocopies or nothing like that because I had already put everything that was supposed to be in their binder for the month in there. And I was like, man, taking that extra time to do that at the beginning of the month paid off. Because usually I'd be stressing out trying to get all the copies and make sure all the things are in the thing. And I didn't have to do that this morning. And so in the future, when you're sitting in your home and you are enjoying it and not having a car payment, the only thing you have to pay is your mortgage and, you know, all utilities and stuff, you're going to be so grateful that you, like, endured that. You're going to look back on it and be like, oh, my gosh, that was rough. But I feel like this time, this season, is just making you guys be more intentional about how you're spending it with each other.
Well, can we also talk about, like, how we got our first home?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because you said, hey, like, going out and renting isn't going to get you there any faster, get you to your goal any faster. So I don't know. This is, like, a different situation. But we were we moved out of the hood house into a family member's house. And then we moved into a guest house. And we had one baby. We had Theo.
Mm-hmm.
Theo, how old was he? I mean, 900 square feet, I think was the, no, 600?
I have no clue.
It was small. It was a small spot.
It was like you walk in, there's a living room. Past living room's like a hallway. That was the kitchen. And then to the right is our bedroom, which was a nice size bedroom. And then everyone had to go into our bedroom to use the bathroom if they had to go. But when you walked in, we had like a little couch sitting area. But then Glenn had his little recording situation music thing
in a nook
in the corner.
Yeah.
And then we had like a little dining table and we had a little yard. Remember?
We did have a yard.
A little yard past the kitchen. It was very small. But above our guest house was the owner's office.
Yeah.
So sometimes they would be up there, which is a little bit whatever, but it is what it is. They weren't up there often, but they were up there.
So from there, we found out we were pregnant with Uriah, super fast.
Oh, my gosh.
So then we
told our owners, we were like, hey,
we got to move.
We didn't
want to move because that place, that was so nice.
Everything was included.
Yeah. And we were in the area, like our dream area.
Yeah. We wanted to live in that neighborhood.
So then we moved into this condo. It was a condo, but it looked like a townhouse.
Yeah. It was a two-story condo. They call it condos, but it was two-story. I didn't know condos could be two stories. I thought condos were just large apartments.
But it really wasn't it was a two-story condo, not an official townhouse. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top floor, the main floor, I don't even know if the top or the bottom or what, but it had the garage connected to it. So that's where Belief in Fatherhood was born. If you go and look at the old episodes, that's where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
And we were renting there, just like chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get there, and then like, I want to say like with the next year, they were like, yeah, so we're selling this place, so keep it clean because people are going to come look at it. And I was like, well, for how much? Because I'm not trying to move. And that was my big thing.
Well, that wasn't necessarily how it happened. They were the owner. So the owner of the condo originally was
passed
like
away.
An older person. And I think they were living in like an assisted living facility or some sort of home for older people. And then they passed away and the children were like, okay, well, we're going to just sell the place. And so they reached out to our property management and they were like, hey, would the people living there be interested in buying it? And because the people wanted a no hassle sort of sale, they worked with us.
Yeah, they made it.
It was the most smooth, easy process that I've ever experienced buying a home. So that ended up being our first home that we bought.
Yeah. So we were in there already. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even like a transition.
Yeah.
And I didn't even want to make a big deal out of it.
And at that point, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. But at that point, we had lived in our first home, then the crazy place, then the family's home, and then the guest house. So we had already been four different places, and we were only married.
Like 3 years or something like that.
Well, no.
Like four years. Yeah, 4 years.
So we were moving every year, and we were just kind of over it. So we really wanted to make this situation work.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were able to, that place ended up being the place we had stayed the longest at the time.
And that was 2014 to 2019.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, we were there for five years. So we actually didn't have a situation where it was like we had to go and find a house. We were just kind of like, yeah, well, we staying here. And then
even though I look back at old videos, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe we were there.
That place was wild.
It was something.
Yeah. And then we had a Naya and it just got too much. And then we had a realtor friend who was like, yo, we have this other place that we can't sell. Would you want to do a trade? So we ended up like equity trading. What was it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a some type of asset trade or something like that. And so we ended up like just trading the house and paying the difference on something. And no, our house became the down payment for the new house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something crazy like that. So.
And then the people who bought it, flipped it, and then sold it.
Sold it, yeah.
Yeah.
So we kind of like.
And mind you, we tried to do some things in that place.
Yeah, we did. You, yeah.
He hates me.
No, I don't hate you. It's just, you know.
What did I do?
You just want like to change stuff a lot sometimes.
I do. I do get into a moment where I'm like, ooh, I just had an itch this morning too.
Yeah,
I
this
guess.
Morning she got in the car and was like, I got an idea. And I was like, oh. Curse word. Be open-minded.
Did you do that? You were cussing in
my head. Yeah.
And you told yourself to be open-minded?
Be open-minded.
Good job, babe.
And then as soon as you started talking, I was like, all right, don't listen to the rest of this.
I noticed you didn't really engage.
Yeah, I'm like, this ain't happening. I'm not doing it. We're not doing that. In my mind. It's not happening. Sorry.
Very sad.
Yeah. It's just, you know. So.
And that's not how married he is.
Well, I just want to say that that'll be fun when you guys get your house. And then
that's
your wife just says, I've been thinking. And after a certain while, you know what that means. And you just kind of like, all right, there's something that has to happen.
Or, well, I have been thinking that you and I could do the kids' bathroom. I do believe.
How much?
Because I was looking at it and I was like, man, all you have to do is take this mirror off, maybe get like some cute little mirrors on both sides. And then I don't know if there's a such thing as like a three sink situation, but maybe like, I don't know.
So plumbing.
Okay, well, we could keep it two
carpentry,
sinks.
Carpentry, plumbing. What else would you like to add to your resume?
And then we'd want to do like something with the window.
Okay. So expanding the window.
And then also I was thinking taking out the box at the top for
electricity,
the lighting.
Electrician.
Mm-hmm. But now, I was thinking we have people that we know.
Well, check this out.
Like, so, Javi could help you with some stuff.
Yeah.
I said you.
And you just volunteering people at this point. So volunteers. So
YouTube University.
Yeah. So YouTube. Okay. So my thing is I had to demo.
Oh, my gosh.
The last bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to you what I was experiencing. And even the people who demo was trying to charge us $15,000 to demo.
Oh, my.
The top notch?
Mm.
No, actually it was five grand.
Mm.
They were trying to charge us $5,000 to demo the bathroom. And I was like, I'll do it. And
I remember that was rough.
It was the most like it was so how can I describe it? Like, I thought I was going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm banging stuff. Because what year was that? That was
like 2 years ago. No,
that was after Britney passed away. So that was 2020. That was 2022. And I thought that I was going to be able to smash some stuff as a way to get it out. But that stuff was smashing me. It hit back. you would hit the tile and it would burst. And it just was so much. And I was texting the contractor, hey, am I doing a good job? What do I do to get rid of this? He's leaving axes around. We ain't going to be able to do that. That's going to be a project you want to do, and it's going to turn into me, and I'm going to be mad about it. So we're not doing that.
All right.
Praise God. For me knowing what to say. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And how married are you, babe?
I'm so married that it's raining in Southern California. And you left your windows open in your truck. And so I closed them.
Oh.
So it wouldn't be soaking wet.
Oh, I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
How married are you?
I'm so married that I've been taking the dog to work every day so that you don't have to deal with the dog.
Thanks, babe.
And things. So she's been here and she has been.
Where is she?
I don't know. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, sorry, Lily.
My bad. Okay. All right.
And that's just how married we are.